What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Barbells and Banter. Before we get stuck into it, perfect opportunity to hit the subscribe button. Please support the mission. Lots of good things happening, and we thank you very much for your ongoing support. Talked a bunch of banter, recapped the weekend, training, new standard stuff, answered some of your questions that have been, you know, kind of coming through over the last couple of weeks. Pre-workout nutrition, training frequency for strength training and bodybuilding. Talked a bit about exercises, gaining muscle. So we also talked about cardio, its effects on training, when you should implement it, and even the type of cardio as well. That's all I've got for you. Hope you enjoy the episode, and let's get to it.
I've been on a fucking journey this morning.
What happened?
A journey. So I left 10 minutes late.
Yep. I gathered that.
Which means that...
with the 10 minute...
yeah.
Yeah.
Traffic is... that 10-minute window makes a big difference, apparently. I don't know if it was just a bad day.
Yeah.
Or if it's because it's Wednesday, not Friday.
How are you getting in Friday?
Train.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, I'm V-line from Gizzy.
Way more consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. V-line as well is a vibe.
Yeah, it's comfier seats, right?
Yeah. The only... it's like I would like to work on the way in and out.
Yeah.
But then I have to carry my laptop all day. 50-50.
Yeah. I bought a backpack, a new one, so I don't have to use yours. So there you go. This works for both of us. And it's fucking sick. It's got a laptop pouch in it.
Yeah, I've got one the same.
And it's got a... I can plug my power bank in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's got a cord, like a little section for the cord on the side.
Yeah.
It's got all these little, you know...
Backpacks are sick now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It even folds out like a suitcase if I take the clips off it.
Yep.
On the sides.
I've got one like that too. I've got one that's like a shell that's like that. So it's got little compartments, kind of like TAM setup.
Yeah. It's very similar to that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've got another one that you would have seen most recently, that you put your stuff in most recently.
Yeah, the little triangle one.
Yeah.
It's like a little pouch.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. It's got, like three different pockets and shit inside it. Mate, yeah. you think like travel backpacks are cool, and then you get a nappy bag and you're like... there's fucking so much organization that happens in this tiny little space.
Yeah.
It's literally like Hermione Granger's like
just
fucking sack. Just like, how is there so much stuff in here?
Yeah.
How does this happen? So maybe you need a nappy bag.
Well, I already bought a bag. Actually, it said it was a lady's backpack. It's so weird.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was weird as. And then so...
I didn't assume my gender based on my
when
backpack.
It came, it was just the black bag. And Steph's like, oh, that's really good. And I'm like, oh, it is a lady's backpack.
No, it's ladies because it's fucking organized.
It's definitely not a lady's backpack.
It's not just a fucking zip.
Like, when I saw it on Amazon, I was like, how is this lady's backpack?
Yeah.
Like, I think it's because... one of the colors was like, you know that like
rose gold
like
or something.
Nah, it's like a it's kind of like a bone color. It's like an off white.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It actually looks sick.
Like our tops.
Yeah. And I was like, I'll get that dirty.
Yeah.
So I won't do that.
Yeah. That's a good.
So
idea.
Maybe they thought just the one color was.
Who knows?
Yeah. So it's such a strange.
It's just probably
thing.
To sell it to women.
And I was like, who are you to tell me that I can't have this bag?
Yeah. I'm gonna judge you though.
It's like,
nice girl's bag, bro.
You're gonna like the bag though. It's like not being able to train your adductors in the gym.
Yeah. Yeah. How dare you?
Because it's in the ladies' gym.
How dare
machine.
You assume my needs based on my gender?
All these men getting around with like, you know, a smaller cross sectional area of their quads than they could have.
Yeah.
How dare they?
Been ripping them off.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have one in my gym. I never use it.
We just got one. Yeah. The only thing is, real hard to get out of.
Because
the gaps, you know, like the adjustment gaps, they're real big.
They get a lot.
So to get the. Yeah. Stretch. It's like, you know when you cut a video, no one ever sees you getting in and out.
Yeah.
Like, man, I should do like outtakes of like everything. Like even sometimes like other setups, I'm like, I have to like pull the cable all the way over to this side and I'm like holding on for dear life and then I'm like trying to lie down and get in position.
Yeah. You should. And like we'll probably see it a few other places after that.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Love that. Love some copied content.
It's the funniest part is like, didn't like the video.
Yeah, but I'm gonna do it. Hilarious.
And it was like, bro, I posted this last week.
Yeah. Give it some time.
Let it settle.
Yeah.
It's like you're that strapped for content.
Yeah.
That you can't wait a week. You can't wait a couple weeks. Far out, man.
Wild. Yeah. So my drive this morning. I went through like Do you ever, you're going somewhere and there's obviously an accident or something and like Google Maps redirects you, but it redirects you and like eight other cars.
Oh, really?
And you're like, you know that there's eight people in front of you that also have just gotten the faster route found. And you're all just like going away that you would never ever go to get to your destination. Mm. But Google said go that way. So everyone's just like, oh, just go this way. It's fucking hilarious. We drove through like the neighborhood of like 50 zones through Carnley trying to get here.
Oh, yeah.
Wild. Yeah. I shaved 10 minutes off my trip, made it on time.
Yeah. It's
you're welcome.
You got to thank Mr. Google for that. Do we call it Dr. Google?
I don't know. Google. Sir.
Sir Google. Still doing great things, old Sir Google. Yeah. Every time I've gone against the change in the
never
GPS,
it.
I always get fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get banged.
It's a bad decision.
Yeah. 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 Banged hard.
It'll be right. It'll be right. It's never
I'm just like, oh, it's hard because every now and then I'm like, why the fuck are they taking us this way?
Yeah.
It's stupid. I'm like, you should have just gone this way.
Because there's a problem ahead.
Yeah. And then if I don't do it, they bang me. Yeah. So, yeah. It's always just follow Sir Google.
So, I think Sir is the most appropriate.
Yeah. If they haven't been knighted, they should.
I'm actually more from fear than from appreciation. Really? Yeah, bro. Google's terrifying, man.
They're doing good things, though.
They are.
Surely.
But they're fucking terrifying.
Yeah. All right. Sir Google.
Yeah, Sir Google with the most powerful AI on planet Earth.
Yeah. Did you see Apple's thinking about putting the AI into our phone? Is it called Gemini or whatever?
I know.
Yeah, so Sir Apple. Really great company, makes amazing phones. Yeah, considering.
Interesting.
Imagine that.
So like ChatGPT, but Siri.
Yeah, because Siri is like
trash.
She annoys me with her lack of
she's great 10 years ago.
Yeah, so like
but I now ChatGPT exists. It's like sort it out.
Kind of, just don't like the like. Here's what I found. It's like it's not what I asked for.
Yeah, answer my question.
Yeah,
don't
show
me Google.
Yeah, I can do that.
Yeah. Could have done that myself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like someone asking you the address for a place.
Yeah.
It's like, you want me to type it into Google for you?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not it. Yeah. Yeah. I think that's going to be sick, though.
I agree. Yeah. You see, Apple's like fucked.
What do you mean?
They're losing heaps and heaps and heaps of money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that?
The iPhone sales are like all-time low.
Yep.
Assumingly. Global inflation,
yeah,
whatever.
It's pretty expensive to buy,
and the new ones are expensive.
And I don't reckon you need to replace them as frequently as people do.
Agreed.
Like,
the issue is like they're so good now,
yeah.
And the next one's like not good enough to spend $2,000.
If you had a pro, like a pro 10. Lens, yeah, like previous two models,
yeah,
there's no need to get.
Agreed.
Because the pro is still pretty good.
Yeah, and if like even like we. We're content creators, for lack of a better word. It made me feel sick, ain't I?
I'm an influencer.
You are. You definitely are. If you're not that, it's like you barely fucking notice the difference of shit you're going to look back on, like memories you're going to look
Steph at. Yeah, Steph only noticed the difference between my phone and her phone when we were at the concert. She's like, oh, your phone's way better.
Yeah.
I was like, well, yeah.
Yeah.
It costs like another $1,000 on top of yours.
Fuck it better.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, no. So the main thing that happened was, even for our app. So Apple takes a chunk of every payment that goes through. The App Store. And basically, I don't know who it was. A company pushed back and was like, "You can't do that because you're monopolizing the market
because
there's not enough other options, and you have a monopoly, which is legal in America."
Yeah, of course.
So
what's the only place you can put it? Like for iOS.
So they sued them and were like, you can't do this. You have the monopoly. It's not allowed. And they won.
Ooh.
So Spotify last week now have an off-platform sign up for their platform.
Oh, so they don't get sued?
So no. So Apple don't get a cut.
Oh.
Because Apple's not allowed to enforce it anymore. Whereas they used to not allow off-site payments for your app.
Right.
But now they have to.
So can we sue them?
Sure. I mean, we can. I think we'll not
Maybe we'll get a civil case together. Get back our thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, that's
right.
Like, imagine the Spotify, they're taking a $15 a month clip off. How many Spotify users are there? Being the tens of millions.
So Spotify puts their app on the App Store, mm-hmm. and then we have to pay Spotify, and Google takes a clip of what we pay Spotify.
Apple does not.
Sorry. Yeah. Sir Google, how dare you? I say that. So Apple takes a clip off it.
Yeah.
And then now Spotify have gone off the App Store for payments.
Correct.
Does that mean it's cheaper though?
I would say that would charge the same.
Yeah. Just take more money.
Yeah. Is it 30% we lose that? 40? Yeah. Jewish. So our app subscription, we lose 40% of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Spotify would have been the same.
So is it changing, or they just got sued once and they're like, we'll just wait for everyone to sue us?
Well, they're probably just like people that push back. They just won't tell anyone, you know what I mean? It's like, you can go and do an off-site payment gateway now, but no, they're not going to tell anyone that. Mm-hmm. She's like, just do it through us. We'll take care of everything.
Interesting.
Because most like small places are like not going to have the infrastructure to go build their own subscriptions.
Actually, no, they don't. I pay my YouTube through. I wonder if they're going to follow suit.
So you know how the audiobook, that whole process with Amazon is fucking ridiculous?
Yeah, it's so that they don't.
That's to avoid that.
Interesting.
It's to avoid 40% of the sales through Google, who own it, I think.
Amazon.
No, they don't own Amazon. Sorry. So Amazon
owns it.
Amazon are like, I'm not letting.
Yeah, well, they're not going to feed Apple or feed the bros.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're competition to the top.
Yeah, so that's why it's actually terrible.
Deliberately.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, which I've also now found out, which I'm sorry, Amazon, don't come for us. But I don't know if you've ever looked. But
Sir Amazon.
But Spotify basically has everything that's on Audible.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You have to pay extra for the books, right?
So you get 100 hours a month, I think. You get a certain allowance per month. Maybe it's 20.
If you have the premium or
and then whatever. You can push it up for more audiobook time.
Interesting.
But it's still way more efficient than the Amazon system. Like, I got credits sitting in there just because it's too annoying to download a book.
I just bought books and the whole system, I'm just like, bleh.
Yeah.
I don't like the colors. Yeah. Sorry.
The aesthetic.
I don't like the text.
Yeah.
It's just like the font's not for me.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I get it.
Yeah. Where Spotify's a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was.
I wonder how much Spotify make. Surely they're killing it.
See Rogan's new deal?
Yeah. Was it 250?
Yeah. And non-exclusive.
Ooh.
So it's back on YouTube.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's good, because I'll probably watch it on YouTube.
So they were talking about how basically he changed pre-Rogan. You went to Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
And then it was enough. He was enough to basically move that. No. Podcasts are on Spotify. So now they're trying to do that with audiobooks. So Spotify will just be.
Just taken over.
Just it. Just the app.
Right.
It's like YouTube. You don't go anywhere else for video content.
Nah. Yeah.
Well, Spotify's trying to do that too.
Yeah, I don't think they'll win though. Unless they can get the creators. Because
I like to tell myself that lots of people watch our one on Spotify.
Yeah.
Because our YouTube numbers aren't amazing. Like, oh, they just watch on Spotify.
Well, maybe. Depends where they live. I guess our audience probably live on Spotify, not YouTube.
Yeah, watching on your phone's easier.
Yeah.
The only thing I wish is you could somehow have Spotify talk to YouTube. Because sometimes I'll listen to a podcast, and then I'll be sitting down and see the same podcast on YouTube. I'm like, oh, I'd like to finish that.
Oh, and you just...
But it's like, where am I? I've got to scrub.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, have you ever watched different series on different TVs?
What do you mean?
So, if you watch like a series from one TV to another, like it doesn't always track, especially with like the Apple TV.
Yeah.
So, if I watch something on Apple TV and then I go to... And it's Netflix and I go to Netflix, I'm like, where the fuck am I?
Yeah.
But it says I've watched it.
Yeah.
But it won't automatically take
me. Reload you there.
Yeah. It's I hate that.
Yeah.
So, sorry, Apple TV, but...
Apple's getting a Canon today.
Well, this Apple TV is not good.
Yeah.
It's not it.
I've never used it.
Yeah. Google Homes, Google TV.
Yeah.
It's just elite.
Yeah,
I agree. Sir Google TV.
Sir Google.
Has you...
The AI flopped, though.
Oh, yeah, but that's only because they
botched it.
Yeah. It's their own problem.
Yeah. Be interesting if it's good, aside from...
I can't remember. I'm losing track with all the fucking names.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever. Something name.
And the ex-Google employee was the Diary of a CEO episode I watched that I was like, okay, AI is ending the world in like 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20. That's yeah. Okay. Well, how old will we be? 56.
Yeah.
Oh, I will be.
Some guy was on Rogan last week saying that, I saw a clip during the week that he was saying by
2029,
AI will be smarter than us.
Yeah.
So it'll start solving problems we can't solve. Medical issues and all that kind of shit. It'll just be like...
Well, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because we'll be able to run simulations.
Yeah. Do you reckon...
Fucking... Yeah. That scares the shit out of me.
You know, it'd be really interesting to know, like, if we just get any more jacked, though.
Yeah, of course. Like, you're straight to bodybuilding. Love it.
Just because, like, I don't reckon we... I don't actually think it'll change.
There's much more, yeah, that we can do.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it won't be like... Yeah, I don't think there's anything groundbreaking...
Left.
Yeah, and even if you look at, like... So
bro,
if you look
at, to record a whole episode about that there's secrets to getting jacked. Don't ruin it.
Well, these are exclusive ones to everything else. If you look at the last 5 to 10 years,
yeah,
what's really...
Nothing's really moved.
Yeah, we're just talking about...
Yeah.
Or we're just talking about stuff that we did and we just didn't know why it worked, but it worked.
Now we know it works.
Yeah.
We have proof.
Yeah, but that's it though, when you think about it.
Yeah.
So it's like, what is AI going to give you that's...
Yeah.
Any more than that?
It'll probably give you... It'll just get to the point where it's just like, you can't do it.
You can't do bodybuilding?
No. Like
it's like, what?
You can't
execute... So my life is over at 2029.
The detail that it would be able to produce, you can't execute.
Yeah. You know what actually would be cool is, let's say there was a way to be able to show the AI your genetic, you know, kind of blueprint.
Makeup, yeah.
And then...
Submit your DNA.
Yeah. And then it's like... This is the best way for you to train.
Yeah.
Or they say, you should probably pick another hobby.
Yeah, go to do boxing, bro.
Stick to golf.
Yeah, those long arms. Yeah.
Yeah. How cool would it be if you could do that and it tells you what you're good at? Or it's like, these are all the sports.
Yeah.
These are all of the pursuits that you could do.
It just becomes the Chinese government.
Well, yeah. But it gives us the choice, not it doesn't tell you what to do.
Here's three things.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
So you could like maybe just take a little follicle of LJ's hair.
Yeah.
And like then do a little muscle biopsy. I know it'd hurt. It's probably considered, you know, child abuse.
But what, right.
Yeah. Child abuse depending on who you are. So muscle biopsy and a bit of hair.
Yeah.
And then you send it off and they're like, this kid needs to do this,
yeah,
or this.
Yeah.
And then you're like, sweet.
Yeah. Man, he's gone to the NBA. He's gonna be 6'4".
I hope so. So that is a giant of a human.
Bro, so this calculator, right? Wild. So the general thing is like, one of the predictors is double their height at 2 years old. Another one is take an average of their parents, and then for a male, add 4 inches or 2 inches, and then for a female, reduce by the same amount. So that puts him 5'10". It's Marcus. Yeah.
See, it's all enough.
I'm happy with 5'10".
He's bigger than you.
Exactly.
It's all than you.
That's fine.
It's all for me.
means the same thing. But there's this predictor that like you can put in month by month what their height is and it predicts what they're going to be.
Yeah.
So I was like, whatever. Mm. And then I was at Amy's parents' place and Amy's mum had both her and her brother's birth books.
Yeah.
So I went through every single entry in their birth books. Amy's was perfect. Every single entry,
yeah,
to what she actually
is now
grew to be,
yeah,
and then her brother was born fucking like, I guess 10 pounds or something, monster,
wow,
monster,
jeez.
So his was out for the first month,
mm.
And then after that was perfect all the way through,
right.
So it says in the thing it's 95% accurate to 3 inches, and it's 85% accurate to 2.
Yeah, so at the very worst, like, 6 foot.
Yeah. I don't know how. There's
height. Still make it in the NBA.
There's height on Amy's dad's side.
Marginally.
Fucking hell.
If he's 6 foot, he'll just... The odds are just with him.
Just have to work real hard.
He'll make the NBL.
Yeah. Be real good at free throws.
Yeah. We can make the NBL.
Ouch.
Yeah.
But yeah, that'd be crazy. He just like, just rest his...
Just a monster.
Do you have any mates that high?
Yeah.
I have one friend that's that tall.
Mm.
And to bro hug him is like...
Yeah.
The most emasculating feeling.
Yeah. Well, Matt's 6'4" and he's 130 kilos. So I stand next to him just like, yeah, he's like, yeah, let's get a photo, coach. I'm like, sweet.
Can I stand on a box?
Can I like, can you like try and get skinnier and smaller? Yeah. And then can I try and get bigger?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. You take 3 steps back. Yeah. I'll take 2 steps forwards.
Take and the then shot we'll take from the hip up. And I'm like on a box or something.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's massive.
Yeah. We have to, I have to like stand on my tippy toes to hug my mate. It's like, yeah. This is not it.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Imagine doing that to your own son.
Yes.
I'm just going to hug your chest.
Yeah. Yeah. Not it.
Oh, well.
All right, quick break in the episode, guys. Just wanted to talk about coaching. So we at STC Fit are committed to taking your body composition, training, performance, your health and well-being all to the next level. Our experienced team of coaches are ready to help you get the most out of yourself. You don't just have to be a powerlifter or a bodybuilder or an athlete. You just need to be somebody who knows that you have a lot of potential and want to reach it. And you can join the team by heading to the website, submitting a coaching inquiry form, and one of our coaches will get in touch with you. All right, let's get back to the episode.
How's your training going?
Good. Slow this week.
I've only seen a couple of posts.
Yeah, this week I have only been once.
Ooh.
But I'm going to have to go tonight. And then I've got to decide if I'm going to go before the F1.
Ooh.
But comp starts late, so I'll be out of training over the weekend, so that's fine.
Yeah.
I'll still get my 4 in.
Still days. Make it up?
Yeah. 4 is still doing it. So last week on the podcast, I was sad that I hadn't hit the 86s yet.
Oh, yeah. I was about to ask your body weight. You in?
86.4.
Oh, yeah?
86.4.
Are we going down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I reckon 85 is...
Yeah.
Good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I'm like allergic to losing weight.
Look, it's hurting my feelings a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've jumped on the scale every day for like 2 weeks and I'm just 99.
Just staying there.
So, my body's just like, it's like my subconscious is like, don't let this man lose weight.
Yeah. Not allowing it.
Yeah.
It's hot cross buns just creeping into your...
No, I haven't had a hot cross bun since we went to...
It's just while you sleep, they're just creeping in. It's like, get him. Don't let him lose too much weight.
I've been eating really well, but of course, I've been eating really well during the week, but we just had stuff on the weekend. Yeah. Like we went to,
how was the recovery?
So we did Steph's birthday 2.0.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we spoke about it on the podcast. Yeah. Cause I forget. So we went to, she went shopping with her mum, which was mad cause I got to go to the gym
mm-hmm.
and then I come home and just, you know, she had a great day. So I was like, yes.
Jason.
Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious. She's like, oh, I had such a good day. She's just got all these bags. Just walking in.
It's a strongman competition.
So much shit. Yeah. She even bought me a t-shirt and she finally got me extra large.
Hey.
You know how many times I told her though? She's like, I'm going to get you because I don't have any fitted t-shirts. And she's like, you need one for when we go out.
Yep.
Because I can't wear these.
Yeah.
And I was like, so XL. I'm like, say it back to me. XL.
Yeah.
So yeah, she bought me that. I was pretty proud of her.
And it fits all right?
Look, I don't really love it, if I'm being super honest. Like, I just put a really brave face on for her.
Yeah.
Like, I put it on and I was like, ugh, it's too tight. I don't like it.
Yeah, you don't like how it feels though? Unless it looks okay?
I don't know. Like, I'm not going to sit here and be like, you know?
Nah, I look good.
Yeah, it's like, oh yeah. I look sick, bro.
Props, bro. You work hard for it. You're allowed.
Nah. I don't like how it's cut across the... Because it's made from... Like, she always buys them from, like...
skinny people shops.
Seed and Country Road.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, this doesn't fit here. And she's like, it's not a big of a deal. I'm like, it's a big deal to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm not the dude that shops at Seed. Like, he plays footy or used to.
Yeah.
And he goes for runs in the morning.
Yeah. I have one of the... Like, the standard Country Road jumpers.
Yeah.
And that comes to my wrist. Because my shoulder's too wide.
Yeah, because the cut. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It's the seam on the shoulder.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Apparently, there's a t-shirt. They're going to fucking... what are they called? Attack us on marketing through the phone.
Basketball jerseys. Called basketball true, jerseys. True, basketball jerseys.
True Classic tees, apparently.
Yeah.
So I haven't got one yet, but I'm liking what I've seen in the media.
Affordable. That was a weird sound.
Yeah.
My glass on the microphone.
Sorry. Yeah, so they got good fits.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give that a go. But anyway, so good day.
I get ads from them all the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you're in their demographic because you're huge.
Dad life.
Oh.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like True Classic shirts are like step ones of t-shirts.
Okay.
It's like once you have them.
You'll never go back.
It's just like, yeah. I paid $40 for this shirt that fits.
And it's like Uniqlo. I just have to buy all the Uniqlo stuff. But yeah. Steph's like, oh, these shorts are really good. I'm like, they're shit. They won't last long.
They're not the Uniqlo.
Yeah, I'm like, there's no point getting anything but Uniqlo. I'm just in the web. She got me a pair of cargo pants, and I was like, this isn't going to work out.
Yeah, that would be pretty big.
I went 34 to get, because the waist is not big. And, have you ever worn a pair of pants where, like, because they're so tight around the glutes and the quads that you just have, like, a flat,
yeah,
like across your crutch.
Yeah.
Like it looks like a cutting board.
Yeah.
So I come out and I'm just like, these are this is not fucking happening, bro. This is not happening. So yeah. And then anyway, that was good. We went to the winery.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Good.
Mate, so good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I didn't see any pictures of food. Must have had a really good time.
I did. I put some on my
Maybe just you're out of my algorithm.
Sick of seeing this dude. I got the I had a porchetta. So it's Italian.
I don't know what that is,
sorry. You know what porchetta is? Bro. So porchetta is a roll of pork with pancetta in it.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's got like a filling. So they roll it up.
Yep.
And then it's got like, I think they must use like pork belly or something.
Right.
Or something along that line. Because it's got skin. I don't make it, I just eat it. Yeah. And they roll it up. And then they bake it. And then they cut it into medallions. Oof. And I'll tell you what, the fucking portions were substantial.
They were good.
Yeah, like...
You liked that.
I was getting a piece of porchetta like this, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, the food was good. It was one of those like... It was a set menu... Not set menu. It was like you had to pick two courses minimum.
Yeah.
But it was good because we could pick like different courses. And then you can make your own... So you both get a main, but you can pick a dessert and
share an entree dessert.
Yeah, man.
Love it.
We didn't do that, but...
Have everything.
I just had...
It's birthday time.
We weren't really kind
your
of feeling the sweets.
Your wife's birthday calories don't count.
Well, that's it. And that's why I feel like I haven't lost any weight.
Yeah.
Because I've been eating really good during the week because Annie and I cooked up a bunch of food.
Yeah.
So my freezer's stocked, bro. Yeah. So
I only could have been all the sauce that Annie was putting on everything.
Well... I have thought about that. I have thought about
we love you,
the
Annie.
Fact that the sizes of the food.
But that, like, how much hoisin can you have in a week and not gain weight?
You should see the size of one of these meals. Like, it is dense, bro. Like, you pick it up in the container, I'm like, there's a lot of food in
here. Yeah.
But it tastes delicious.
Good.
Yeah. But my freezer is stocked. Like, because I only need one meal. Because like I could make three.
Yeah.
Because I have the Weet-Bix in the morning, cream of rice, then that meal, and then dinner.
Yeah.
And then I have a powder pop at night.
Yeah.
So we made three dishes. Mm-hmm. So now I'm just like, I was like, why haven't I done this in the past?
Yeah. Just bulked it.
Just, yeah. Make four things. Three, sorry. And make like whatever it is that you would make. However many. And then you just take it out of the freezer.
Yeah.
Because all I do is take it out the night before. And by the time I go to eat
I wonder
it.
How much, like, cooking that way versus a core meal.
Oh, it's way cheaper.
I wonder how much the price would differ.
Are you going to be way cheaper unless you get the core meals on special?
Yeah, but even then, they're $7. They're $2 difference.
$2 is a lot.
Like, yeah.
That's $2 per meal.
That's true.
But the only thing is, like, you're not getting as much protein. Because, like, these meals, like, there's 200 grams of meat in there. So that's... You know,
so they're probably the similar price, but
minimum 50.
Better macros.
Yeah, minimum 50 grams protein in every meal. This is I think 200 grams of meat, maybe 250.
Yeah,
it's a lot of meat in there.
Yeah,
it's good. Yeah, the spaghetti is actually hectic.
Yeah,
yeah.
What is it, like a spaghetti bolognese or something?
Yeah, but bolognese, but it's got like carrot and celery in it.
Ooh, yeah. Don't know about celery.
Look, It's cooked nothing. That in that much that you don't actually ever taste it.
As long as like it doesn't crunch.
Yeah, we didn't put a lot in there either, because like you cut up this whole stalk and I'm like, that's too much celery for me.
yeah,
it's like that needs to go if in the bin.
If celery were to crunch in my spaghetti bolognese, I'd have a problem.
You have to cook all the veggies down. Like you have to cook the whole thing down.
Yeah.
You know? Like down.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's good. Tastes great. And I'm not one for like, you know, like people complain when it's frozen to you cook it. I'm like, it's nothing a bit of Frank's Red Hot won't fix, you know?
Exactly. If it's no good, add more sauce.
Absolutely. Yeah, Dario, you got to mention.
About the sauce.
Yeah, I talked about it all the time. I'm like, oh, you should see Ben's sauce. I'm just laughing at
it's
you.
The best.
So when it hits YouTube, watch it, because we're just ragging on your song bowl.
I have a problem at the moment where I kept the box from the Hot Ones challenge that we did. And I'm down to...
The bomb?
I'm down to four bottles.
The last four, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not... Yeah, that's
so funny. It's called Dingo something. It's like... So I have... It'd be 250 grams of crumb chicken, 50 grams of uncooked rice, and a whole cup of frozen veg.
Yeah.
In my big, like, Asian bowl. I reckon I put 8 drops in there and then I sweat.
8 drops?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it enjoyable though? I hate it when it's hot and you can't enjoy it.
If you go to 10 drops, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Or if like you get, if it drops onto a piece of chicken and absorbs into the chicken.
Yeah.
And doesn't stir through.
You're done.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From memory, that bomb sauce tasted shit.
Yeah, I won't put that on anything.
Yeah. So that one's not off the menu.
No,
you know, because it's not even nice as in the flavor of it. So the other ones are okay?
Yeah. The Dingo one's really nice, but it's just fucking...
Yep. They change the last sauce all the time, right? Or is it... No, not the last one.
Last one, I think it's theirs.
Yeah, it's called Last Dab.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the other ones they change,
Last Dab and the Bomb, I think, are like...
Iconic.
Yeah, they're the staples.
Yeah.
Because the Bomb's the one that wrecks everyone.
leans into the culture of the show, right?
Correct.
The Bomb, people think they're going to make it, then the Bomb fucks them up.
Yeah.
And then the Last Dab is like, you got to finish this off.
Yeah.
Extra hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I reckon we should do that again.
I'll eat this time.
Again. Yeah. Yeah. I reckon we could do it, and I reckon we could do it with, like, I know it's hard to do with chicken wings, but it'd be good to do it with chicken wings.
So, have you tried the FroPro chicken yet?
Yeah.
Like it? Pretty dry, hey?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't know where we were going with it. I didn't want to be the person to say, that's not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Annie said that she thought she overcooked it, but she didn't.
Nah.
The coating's dry. It's not even the chicken. The coating's like powdery.
Yeah, I don't know about cooking chicken from frozen to...
Yeah.
Like, and you're ever going to get it.
Yeah.
Kind of nice. I don't know.
I think it is a very good backup, lives in the freezer.
Mm.
Fuck, we got no food.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll just make those.
I made like a, I don't know what the fucking name would be from KFC, but basically something that looks like it was from there.
Yeah.
And because I had so much like calorie stack of stuff because it was in a, like I wasn't watching my calories.
Yeah.
It tasted good because it was just like chipotle mayo just maced. Fuck, I'm addicted to that shit.
Yeah. So I tried to do like a tenders meal.
Yeah.
So I just did them and chips.
Yeah.
And it was okay.
Sad.
Yeah. A little bit. It was like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sad meals aren't
good. Reminded me that I live 25 minutes from all KFCs in every direction. Yeah. And there's no possible way of getting fresh KFC to my house. And I refuse to dine in a KFC or eat it in my car.
Yeah, nah, fuck that.
That's taking... Like, KFC is already sad food.
Yeah.
That's taking sad food to another level that I'm not willing to cross that bridge.
Yeah.
Don't have it in me.
I ate dinner in the car on Wednesday.
Did you? What'd you have, though?
We had a porto.
It's less sad.
Yeah. It was like...
What was the circumstances?
Well, we had to take Claire to the vet.
Yeah.
And there was no one in the vet. And I already knew what she had.
Right.
But we got a new vet. And she's like, you know.
Got to dot I's, cross T's.
Yeah. She took a little bit too long, though.
Yeah.
And like, because Cleo was not having it.
Yeah. Basically. She doesn't enjoy
like,
the vet.
As soon as I go, she's like, fuck this joint. She like hides under the chair.
Yeah.
She's like, every time I come here, they stick shit in my fucking ears and my ass. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it took a little longer. They put a muzzle on her and shit. It's hilarious. Yeah. No one's ever done that before.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then I remember one moment I said to Steph, I'm like, oh, she's not happy. And the vet shit herself. She's like, what do you mean? I said, she's not happy. I'm like, she's not going to eat you. I'm like, she's just upset.
Yeah.
I could just tell.
Yeah, like, she's sad.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got out of there like 8 o'clock, dude. Mm. And I was like, I don't have anything. Like, we're not cooking dinner.
Yeah.
Because normally we cook dinner. Mm-hmm. So, I was like, fuck it. The only thing I will eat is Oporto.
Yeah.
Fast food.
Yeah, I'm a fan.
Yeah. There's one in like where we used to live and it has a drive through. So, I was like, we don't even have to get out of the car because we've got the dog. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
So, anyway. So, I couldn't wait till I got home. I was too hungry. So, I ate it on the way.
Oh, that's not sad.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Sitting in the car park's probably a bit sadder.
Being at your house.
Yeah.
And going, I want KFC so bad.
So, you drive there.
But I'm going to drive to KFC. Yeah.
And eat it in the car park.
Eat it in the car park.
Yeah. You know heaps of people film videos like that?
Yeah.
Like of...
Yeah, it's a very American thing.
Yeah, we checked out this joint and...
Yeah.
Yeah, what's this dude trying to eat?
In the States, they give you car trays and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will you be eating that in your car today, sir? It's like a real thing.
Would you also be dining sad today?
Yeah. So then the next night, because they bought 2 boxes.
Yeah.
I forgot to go get chicken. So I was like, okay. We still have some tenders left. So... Yeah. I made a mistake and I forgot that it was 2 serves a pack.
Yep.
So I cooked them all. So I had 80 grams of protein for dinner.
I was going to say, sure, you're eating that.
Yeah. And I had it with rice and vegetables. And it was like not as good as fresh crumb chicken in the air fryer, but it wasn't terrible.
Yeah. So I just think it's like all diet food. It's like this compromise.
Yeah. And I think it's the same as their pizzas. It's like if you have... some of their pizzas, maybe some of their chicken, just hanging out in the freezer.
Yeah.
You get to a night like that, 10 minutes in the air fryer for either of them.
Yeah, you're not
you
doing
can
too
cook
bad.
Your rice in that time.
Yeah.
I think it's a good... It's better than jumping on Uber Eats.
Yeah, yeah.
But don't expect a flavor party.
You know what I've... what Steph stumbled upon on TikTok actually has decent macros. So there's these pork goises.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the fresh section. So they're with like the fresh pasta and shit, just in the Asian section. So there's this specific brand that's pork, and the whole packet, which is what, 3, 6, 9, 12, maybe? Anyway. Mm. So the whole packet is 400 calories and it's 30 grams protein.
Oof.
Dude, it has like no fat in it.
You steam them?
So so you fry so you put a bit of spray oil on.
Yeah.
And then you fry the bottom until they're like kind of crispy.
Yeah.
And then you put a cup of water in.
Boil them.
And then you put the lid on. And then you wait till the water disappears.
Yep.
Mate, it takes like 7 minutes. And then I just mace them in soy sauce.
I'm about that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's $9 for a thing. So it's kind of
Are they herby?
Look, I can eat them. And I have PTSD eating goises because I got violent.
Gyoza.
Oh, whatever. violent.
Yeah, but do they have the herby? Sometimes they have like
most of them do.
Very strong herb flavors.
They're honestly not strong. They're like if you go to like a.
You've met my wife, damn. Doesn't have to be strong.
You might have to taste test it.
Yeah,
I'll eat them anyway. But yeah.
They're good.
They're very They vary.
Okay.
The herbiness. But most of them pretty palatable.
It's got meat in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know when something like just has the macros, you don't care what it tastes like?
Yeah.
It's kind of one of those things for me.
All right. I'll try it and then I'll see.
I can't tell you they're nice because you're you.
Amy really likes them. And,
yeah.
But only if they have like no herb. Because sometimes I put chives and shit in it and it fucks it up.
There's some herb in there, but for me, that's not overbearing.
Wasn't strong enough. Yeah. I'll try them. We'll see.
Yeah. But you can only get them at Woolies as well.
Don't have Woolies.
Really?
Asambri.
Yeah. It's unfortunate for you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll let you know what the taste like. Again, tomorrow when I eat
I'll get some today when I get Amy's sushi to take back to Gisbert for her.
What about banh mi's, Tim? You like banh mi's?
We got Vietnamese.
Have you got... Do they do banh mi?
There's a banh mi shop and there's a Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. But no Vietnamese people in Gisbert anywhere ever.
Yeah, but I feel like a banh mi's now like...
White people food.
It's one of those pork rolls, please, mate. Yeah, extra crackle.
Yeah, pork roll. That's the one.
Yeah. All right.
Can I go first?
You can. Question time.
So this is from the 2nd of February, and I posted a picture of me and LJ.
Is it a statement?
Questions from the... No, it's from somebody.
Okay.
It might be a statement. We'd love to hear about pre-workout nutrition, especially in the morning. I've always been stuck on whether to get my protein in or if it's all right to wait until after the session. I feel better training on just carbs in the morning, but is it detrimental to muscle mass? Also, would exercise counteract the effects of spiking your blood sugar in the morning with a carby sugary breakfast? Yeah.
Okay.
So
we'll start with the first question.
Do I need to eat protein first thing in the morning? If I'm going to train.
If your goal is to maximize your muscle building potential, yes.
So, I agree.
Yeah.
My solution would be, because I do this sometimes if I train early, is... The Muscle Nation protein water actually tastes very good.
Yep.
I would consume that pre and into the first half of your workout. Also has electrolytes in it, which is favorable for a workout. So I would have like your carb source.
Yep.
And then if you don't want to eat protein and you don't want a milky shake before you train, try that.
Yeah. The other thing to consider is if you can't, then like having some carbs is like the next best thing. But you just have to make sure you have the protein after.
Yeah. Yeah, carbohydrates are still muscle sparing at least.
And they'd still help you get a good workout in.
Yeah.
But you would just have to have a protein meal post-session that maybe is the best for you. Because like the other thing to consider is if you have the protein before you train and it makes you feel shit and then you train shit.
Correct.
So you kind of like...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like what compromise are you making that's best for your situation? But... Yeah, I think it's best to have optimal circumstances, like best practice would be carbs and protein before you train.
Yep.
And then that same meal, some point, you know, 3-4 hours later. But I still like the idea of doing protein at least post-training too.
Agreed.
Yeah.
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 Just I'm a big like protein shake in the cereal guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a very easy way of doing it.
But like I know not everyone will feel good on a protein shake. I can train after a protein shake and I feel there's no problem with that.
Yeah, I think investigating why you don't feel good having whatever protein source you're having before you train is probably worth doing. So
I couldn't train on eggs, for example.
Yeah, that's feel it. Horrible. And some people like whey's not, like certain brands of whey are better than others. And
yeah.
Because it's like, you know, whatever's in there as well and, you know, what they've added to make the flavor nice and... There's probably like sugar alcohols and things that people, you know, can't have. And then there's ones that people can have that, you know, or they've used other flavors like, you know, Natvia and whatever. Yeah. And
had a sad moment during the week.
What?
Off topic to the question.
Cool. So continue.
We'll come back to Andrew, I promise.
Mild trauma dump.
Yes. We had this theory that like, Amy was eating too much dairy, which was upsetting LJ's digestion.
I heard that, yeah.
Turns out it's not a thing. Okay. But at the time, we're like, we'll just try and pull it back a little bit. And I, you know how I was like, too much whey, too much dairy overall.
Oh, yeah, because
like,
we're having that conversation.
Just had that in my fucking head.
Two scoops every time.
So we had this big box of oat milk at home anyway. Yeah. So I was like, we'll just switch to that for like making smoothies every day and shit. I'll probably have it in my cereal, whatever, just to kind of pull the dairy back a little bit. So Amy subscribes to doTERRA, which is like an essential oils multi-level marketing company. She doesn't do the multi-level marketing thing. She just gets the products.
She's the consumer. That's fine.
Right.
No judgment.
Yeah. Don't come at me. But they sent her a free bag of protein.
Right.
And it's like, it's a multi-level marketing protein.
Yeah, shit.
So it's like, with added collagen and all like added vitamins and blah, blah, blah.
Added amino acids to spike the level of protein to an adequate amount.
So I actually read through it and I was like, okay, I'm going to give it to you. Like the what's actually in it is fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's okay.
I'm okay with it. But it's like fucking crazy expensive. It was like nearly twice what bulk nutrients is.
Yeah, but that's because it's diet food.
Well, yes, and it's because it's like multi-level marketing. It's like, why would you buy it at the supermarket, Jason, when you could support me?
Yeah, and so but make to the general expensive. Population, they think protein's expensive.
Yeah, oh, and then like you put collagen on the front.
It's like $35 a bag or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I had that with oat milk because we had no milk left. I know grown-ups have water, whatever, fuck off.
Real men have water, so.
So I made my shake. I sat down. I was like, this isn't going to be enjoyable, but I just need to have the protein, and I didn't want to have vanilla, and I had to open a new bag of chocolate, whatever.
Yeah.
It was fucking delicious, bro.
Yeah.
It was so good.
They've probably gone out of their way to make it taste real good, yeah.
The oat milk was sweet. Yeah. The protein powder was like super, like, mixed really, really well. The consistency was great. The flavor was great. I was like, oh no. I hate myself here. Because I just wanted to hate everything about it. Because I didn't want to be the guy that has oat milk. I didn't want to be the collagen protein guy. But I was like, man, this is fucking delicious.
Yeah. That's.
I'll never buy it again.
You're wearing Lululemon at the time? Like, that's just the picture I've got.
Probably not. probably LSKD though. Yeah, I feel like that's close now.
It just screams like.
It does.
Like.
I hate myself.
Naive person who knows nothing about training.
Yeah.
Tries to get big.
Yeah, I hate myself for it. I really did in the moment. I looked at Amy and I was like, oh no. She's like, what? I'm like, this is delicious. She's staring at me like, okay, what's the problem?
Even like probably the way the packaging and stuff is just not kind of for a person like you.
Nah.
Yeah. Well, maybe to whoever asked the question, maybe have that protein.
Yeah, get yourself some doTERRA collagen based.
Yeah, just overpay to get and have it with oat milk.
Yeah, you'll feel bad about yourself, but it tastes really good.
And someone coming in your house asking for a protein shake. Oh, but can I have that with oat milk?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, it's like, no. I would say no, leave my house.
Yeah, even, I can't remember where we were, but I offered like someone a coffee and they were like, oh, so I'll have it this way with almond milk, with this. And I was just like,
fuck off.
Sorry, what? You mean you'll have milk, like real milk?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You want milk or you don't want milk? Because I'm offended you want milk.
Yeah, yeah. It's just not in. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, it might be nice.
So I made.
Because we missed that generation, right? Because we had normal milk all the time.
Correct.
So we never got to the, like, everyone's lactose intolerant phase. Yes. and then probably once it was too late, we like milk so much, we're willing to shit ourselves to have.
I'll just take the hit, bro. I'm willing to take the hit.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, still willing to take the hit.
I swear, like...
Then drink, like, nut juice.
I'm pretty lucky. Like, I don't have it. Like, I can drink milk and be fine. Or any dairy.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I've just... Like, my father-in-law, fucking hell, bro. Like, it just is so stubborn. It's just like, I'm going to have a milkshake. I'm like, do you think that's a good idea? And then he's like, you know, and then he'll complain about like how big they are, like they're too small or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, and I'm like, well, just get two. Like if you're not happy with how big they are, buy another one.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, all of a sudden he'll just be like, I'm going to go to the toilet. And like, it's just like desperation in his eyes. Like,
send out.
Why would you do that to yourself? Why would you do that? Yeah. It's hilarious. Yeah. So just got no sympathy for those people.
Yeah. Yeah. Amy gets it with like cooked cheese.
Right.
And I'm the same. I'm like,
so like a toasty.
I'm like, yeah. Or, yeah, it's some, I don't know. We haven't actually identified exactly what it is.
Right.
But we definitely.
Because we don't want to, because cheese is great.
We definitely know that. Like a proper oven-baked pizza is going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's and it's like...
It's an at-home event.
Do you have lactase in your bag? And if the answer is no, it's like, do not order that. It's going to be a real problem for everybody involved. Do you want to unpack the blood sugar stuff?
That was a loaded question. Yeah. What was the second part of it?
Would exercise counteract the effects of spiking your blood sugar in the morning with a carby sugary breakfast? So, assuming that like having high carb sugar in the morning is bad for you, blood sugar high, bad... Would exercise blunt that?
I don't think it's a problem either way.
I agree.
To be honest, like,
I think the only negative impact of having a high carbohydrate, high sugar breakfast is when that blood sugar comes down.
Yeah.
Your ability to behave like an adult and make good choices for your next meal.
If anything, that has challenged. If anything, it's probably more advantageous to have before you train.
Agreed. Yeah.
Because you're going to utilize. You know, the carbohydrates, and they're going to be able to digest much faster. So that's going to be better. You wouldn't want to maybe gravitate towards those food types, you know, throughout the day, especially if you have to go sustained periods without food.
Yeah.
Because, you're going to get this, like, you know, peak and trough type of deal. So
the issue with the high sugar breakfast isn't the high sugar breakfast. It's the behaviors that follow.
Yeah.
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 because it's like...
Because it digests quickly, which is good when you train.
And then you get super hungry at 10 o'clock yeah. and you don't... It's not like I'm going to get my fucking chicken and vegetables. It's...
Yeah.
I'm going to grab a cookie or I'm going to...
Yeah.
Whatever.
The other thing to consider, well, if you're just having the carbs, you'll get... Yeah, it'll... Like the sugar... Sorry, the insulin release will be high.
Yeah.
But then if you mix it with other foods, it'll gradually... It'll more become chill. Lower. Yeah. yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah. But the blood sugar is not going to impact your body composition.
No.
Negatively.
Nah.
Net calories,
macros. Yeah, deficit over the day is more yeah. important. Yeah. 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 People look at that because I think like the old insulin model, I haven't visited in ages. So if I butcher this, whatever. It's wrong anyway.
So if I just make it more wronger.
yeah. So people, because as insulin goes, like insulin releases, the fat burning potential drops.
Mm.
So then people were like, well, insulin's the reason why,
yeah.
you know, we're fat and we have correct. Insulin resistance, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it makes more sense that, like, if you eat food and then insulin goes up to, you know, kind of digest the food, or it's part of the process of, like, you know, digesting the food,
yeah.
that you would lower your fat burning potential because you have food to...
Energy available.
Yeah, and then once that's kind of come and gone, then your body would go back to...
You're still going to sleep for 9 hours.
Yeah, and it's a ratio, right? It's not like they turn off. It's just down and...
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like...
Best fat burning zones when you're asleep, ironically.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best muscle building zone too.
Oof, oof.
That's it. Any other loaded questions, statements?
That's the only one I have.
Yeah. I've got a lot of meathead questions.
We don't have a timer, Tam. Where are we at?
50 in.
Awesome.
All right.
One question in 50 minutes. We're doing well.
Quick break in the episode, guys. If you're looking for more information on how you can look, feel, and perform better, head over to our website. Take advantage of all of the content that we have there, even the YouTube channel. There's plenty of videos and stuff on there. Also, rotating free resources that you guys can access completely free. Okay, let's get back to the episode.
You can answer this as a like a movement pattern thing, and then I can answer this as a muscle.
Movement-centric versus muscle.
Yeah, so how often should I train? You can have squat, bench, deadlift each week, and then it says how often should I train each muscle group.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when I wrote our strength programming module, I went days and days and days down rabbit holes around frequency.
Yep.
And there is basically no data on any of it.
Yeah. Not surprised at all.
So anything that anyone says, at least in a strength centric, I don't know if it's different for muscle centric, is probably their own personal bias. Maybe they've heard it from someone else, or it's just what works for them.
Yeah.
So we've had bants on the podcast about like bro versus like more higher frequency. I lean into high frequency for most of my girls. It seems to work really well.
Yeah.
My argument is the concept that if you did two leg like squat exercises on Monday and two of them on Thursday, your total tonnage would be higher than if you did four on Monday.
Yep.
So that's what I measure from a strength output. Like that's my gold star. Mm.
Would you say the stronger someone gets, the less frequent they would train?
They would train the movement pattern just as frequently, but they would introduce more load limiting factors.
Okay, let me rephrase that question. Would you say that the prime pursuit of strength, the frequency would lower and you would use other strategies to... So, like, I'm not doing a heavy deadlift.
Mm.
If I'm super strong,
yeah.
Sometimes you wouldn't do that even once a week.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Sorry.
The frequency of high intensity work, but not the movement.
Correct.
So, you would probably... A beginner can probably deadlift twice a week.
Yeah.
Because it's advantageous to learning the skill, play the guitar more. But once you reached novice stage, even, not even intermediate, that second one's probably going to an RDL.
Yeah. Yeah, so that...
And
I get it.
As you progress, it's like, yeah.
But, and then super strong people probably still hinge.
Yeah. They're just using load limiting strategies. Yeah.
It's not deadlifting.
Yeah, so even then, like those super strong people, it's like your deadlift's not heavy every week.
Yeah.
It's your deadlift's heavy every third week. And your accessory kind of is still load limited.
It's still feeding there, yeah.
Yeah, so the model we use in the programming design is based on how fatiguing a movement pattern is.
Yeah.
So squat and back exercises seem to be pretty similar because you've got an actual loading component and you've got, for back, you've added a grip component where you take away load.
Yeah.
So you squat heavier and you have actual loading. A lot of back work has actual loading or grip.
Yeah.
So they kind of both tax the nervous system from a recovery standpoint. So they're kind of similar.
Yep.
So I like those round twice a week.
Yep.
Heavy hinging once, maybe twice.
Yep.
But the second one's definitely load limited. So coming into comp, I'm happy for my guys to squat heavy twice a week.
Yeah.
But they never deadlift twice.
Yeah. Heavy. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. And then bench press seems to be three times a week. High skill demand, low load, no actual loading, external stability.
Yeah, short range of motion.
Fatigue element is much lower
yeah.
of that exercise than anything else. Obviously, loading structure a little bit more as well, so it's not as taxing. So, yeah, like one of the girls that I just had compete, I think she was only benching heavy once a week with one accessory, and we went to benching twice with another day of accessories, so three times a week. So I think she put like 7 kilos on her bench in 8 weeks.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, it loves frequency. Yeah. Just loves it.
Yeah, it's fair enough. Muscle building is more predicated on total training volume. So you go with that idea of just like quality. So I think once the training volume exceeds, I don't know, 10 sets a session or something, you probably spread that over the other workouts just to ensure that the quality is high, the performance is high. So yeah, but the total training volume still kind
of it's like your 11th set of quads on the day is gonna be shit, so put it somewhere else.
So like lower body's the easiest way to explain it for like most female lifters. Like they obviously want a stronger lower body, so you're just scattering that across the week rather than doing like one massive kind of leg day.
You do maybe
a little bit of quad, a little bit of ham, a little bit of glute, and kind of do that again later in the week. That's the easiest way. There's no real like optimal frequency. I think like training twice a week might be advantageous if you don't train like really close to failure with like heavy loads. I don't know. I think the more trained you are, you can get away with training once a week, especially if you like, can train hard and, you know, kind of get that density. And if that's what you prefer, then once a week's fine because you have the perfect examples in the biggest humans in the on the world on the planet who do it.
Yeah.
They only train once a week. So I think that there's still merit to it.
Do you think frequency goes up or down with assisted athletes?
I think it still leans into... you know what I personally think about body when it comes to bodybuilding? I think leaning into what the person likes to do is going to get better results than anything.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Because it's like... if you just look at it, things across the last 40 years... Even as long as we've been alive to pay attention.
Yeah.
So the last 20 years, there's so many different ways to train, but they're all big.
Yeah.
Like you take the top 10 in the world, right?
They all
and people can sit here and go, oh, they're stupid, they're this. It's like, mate, they're fucking huge. So like, come on. take your lab coat off and just fucking, you know, bow your head and just say, right, they're doing something.
Yeah, walk up the stairs of your mum's basement.
So there's surely like some of them do high volume, some do low volume, some do, you know, some have a program, some don't. Like, I think that if you just work hard, lift to close to failure and do that enough.
Yeah.
You
wag me.
Yeah.
You know, we're all going
to
make it.
And you got
it.
Good technique.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to it, obviously. And they're obviously the genetic elite. So sometimes it is a little must be nice situation. Like, you know, to just look at a weight.
Success does leave clues though.
Yeah.
In experimenting. It's like you don't have to train like Ronnie and Branch.
No.
You could train like Phil.
Yeah.
And if you really like it and you respond. And I think that's the only challenge is like, what do you respond well to?
Yeah.
I'm really curious at the moment playing with this higher rep stuff because I fucking hate it. Like, I do not enjoy a set of 15 at all. Like, I sit down, I look at the load, I feel the first 10 reps. I'm like, this is the dumbest. I hate this.
Yeah.
But I'm just
sure
like,
your joints feel good though.
Well, yeah. My shoulder doesn't hurt. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, okay. I've trained myself to like low reps, higher intensity.
Me too.
Because I powerlifted for 6 years.
Yeah.
Does my body respond? to higher rep training.
Yeah.
It responds, like you said, 100% in terms of how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, physically, that wave loading block that I did, I was smashed in like 8 weeks because I didn't progress my load properly. Yeah.
Pre-shoulder bursitis.
But yeah, like I do feel really good, but I just wonder from a hypertrophy standpoint or from a physique standpoint, am I, because I don't like it, because it's,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
I get it.
We were talking about reps yesterday and like, I know you get to a part of a set and you start to feel the pump and the burn and that effect and you're like, yes, like hurt me more. I like this feeling.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about like the knee wraps.
Yeah.
And you were like, that is the most disgusting thing ever. I would never do that to myself. And I remember when you're putting them on and stepping under the bar, I'm just like, this is fucking the best.
Yeah. But that's because that's serving the target outcome.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know.
So that's why it's, but that's why it's the same. It's the same. You know, when you get the burn and the feeling, you're like, that's serving the target outcome.
Agreed.
So you're like,
yeah,
this is where I need to be.
Yeah, I just, I like the feeling of this load could kill me. Versus like,
it's a lot of
this
fun.
Burns
lifting.
A lot.
It's a lot of fun. It leans into the ego part of lifting.
Yeah.
You know, like weight training and stuff. It's kind of fun to move a fair bit of weight and be strong.
Yeah.
But you got to get the balance right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think like you want to lean more into frequency as if you're specializing to bring up a muscle group, only because generally like once you go over the technique and the execution.
Yeah.
Generally, you would increase the training volume,
mm-hmm.
but that's only once you've ironed out the
Ironed out and the I would say, from a strength standpoint, particularly for a competitor or someone who's at least going to test, or the metric of those prime lifts going up is important.
Mm.
There's a huge skill element to that.
Yeah.
So doing it more frequently is better.
Absolutely.
You progress faster.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's interesting though.
Definitely. Next, there's one question. This was a good question, just to like say no straight away unless you use gear. Can I lose fat and gain muscle at the same time? Get that all the time. I don't know if you get it asked a lot. I reckon it's probably the most common question in the bodybuilding space.
Yeah. The hardest part is I do it all the time.
Yeah. But you don't want
to... But you shouldn't try to.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I posted Mads' results the other day. Mm. Like, to be fair, Mads is a bit of a freak. Like, he's very gifted as an athlete.
Yeah.
I think her waist went down 4 centimeters and her glutes went up 6.
Yeah. You know what I've kind of always thought about in my head, which could happen, but it's probably stupid, is... So say, like, building muscle is, like, energy demanding.
Mm-hmm.
So you have your food. And then, like, what if... Your body used this body fat.
Yeah, I've thought about that
too. As the
energy. And I think that's...
To make the muscle tissue.
I think that's what happens in the newbie gain phase.
Yeah. Because some people, like, they say it's like, it's a signaling thing at the start.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're getting, you know, just this hyper signaling and you can respond favorably and stuff. But I've always kind of thought about that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it happens. So it's like, where does the energy come from to create the muscle?
Yeah. So to answer the question, can you? Definitely.
Yeah, but you're probably more... That's it. I would say don't try to do it and it's just going to happen in the first like maybe 12 months of training.
Agreed.
And when you say training, that's like training hard too.
Yeah, and that's where I'm curious, right? Because I don't know what my clients do before they come to me.
Yeah.
But all of them are well trained. A lot of them are personal trainers.
Mm.
And the data would suggest that I usually try and aim for what is a predicted 10% deficit.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need you to get some buy-in, but I'm also doing a lifestyle block, like sleep, training, key nutrition before we deliberately go anywhere.
Mm.
And I would say 9 times out of 10, a new client comes on board, measurements go down, body weight stays similar.
Yeah. It probably just leans, they probably can't explain it and it's totally fine. Why? Because it leans, once you understand the theoretical model of like how we add muscle and lose body fat, it's counterintuitive to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you need more calories to make. So it's like, okay, well, that's not. And then you need to eat less to break down. So it's like, okay, well, it just happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I don't know.
I wouldn't be driving towards that as the main goal.
Yeah. Training age, and then how long have you been doing the thing to a high standard?
Yeah, because you're just going to do two things poorly.
Yeah.
If you try and...
Because I would say most of the girls that have come to me have probably chronic deficit, not enough protein, not enough intensity in their training.
Yeah.
So you fix those three things and I don't know, it's so weird. I have this theory about like people who under-eat excessively for extended periods of time. Mm. Like how many elite bikini girls were like... I know it's a psychological thing as well that probably leans to there being more of them. But like elite bikini girls and stuff that have had like eating disorder, like proper eating disorder issues, not like just some issues with food.
Yeah, it's kind of like, yeah.
They're just fucking stay in incredible shape all the time and build muscle like fucking wild, can get really lean.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this some weird correlation? I don't know if it's just because so many people that grew up with that then become bikini athletes, or there's a correlation there of like, something happens to your physiology after doing that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So if it's a micro, not extreme eating disorder, but just general under-eating while training for extended period of time, when you provide a nutrition environment that's, I guess, conducive to building muscle, something happens.
Yeah. It's one of life's great mysteries, I guess.
You're reading off the data, when you said like this would be easy because we just say no, I would say exactly the same thing.
Mm.
It's like, no, you can't. But
yeah, like in the field,
the data that I have
in the field, it happens. Otherwise, it's just, I wouldn't be going to someone and going,
we're going
to
do
in
both.
20 weeks' time. I want to be shredded to the bone and massive.
Yeah,
it's like you'll just look bigger because when you're leaner, you look bigger, but you generally won't have much more muscle.
Yeah.
Than when you first started, especially if you're really trained.
Yeah, if you're well trained
and you're natty.
If you're well trained, definitely not. And then the less trained you are, the more maybe.
Yeah.
I feel like we're...
Yeah. He's not here to tell us otherwise.
Yeah. Tam leaves the room, we just go forever.
Yeah. Should I do cardio if I'm trying to build muscle?
Yes.
Why?
Because health always wins.
Yeah.
What are the limitations of building muscle? Probably going to be dealing with the surplus of food.
Yeah.
Cardio is going to help with that. Mm. Feeling like shit, cardio is going to help with that.
Yeah.
Also, just like effective training.
Mm.
Once you get unfit, it's actually really hard to train hard for your entire session.
Absolutely.
Rest periods blow out, all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
It's become a real problem. And cardiovascular health is important all the time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Remember that the heavier you get, like your cardiovascular fitness will drop. And if you add the weight faster, it'll drop significantly.
Mm.
So then the cardio is like kind of offsetting the added weight and stress that you're placing on your body by being fitter. And then, yeah, appetite-wise, it's definitely advantageous to do. Getting a bit more circulation helps with the digestive system. The other thing I like is just having it in there as a habit. So then, again, like we never really want to like, make these wholesale changes. Like I can't stand the person that just like revolutionizes their approach in one day. So just like overnight, I'm gonna just be this person.
I'm in prep now.
Yeah, it's like how do you like it doesn't work. It's not a
you see it in powerlifting too.
Yeah, it's like if you just lived the lifestyle, then all you're doing is like, I'm gonna take this bar down and bring this bar up.
Mm-hmm.
But like we've still done them.
Yeah.
Like this they've always been there.
Yeah.
So, I like that idea as well.
Depending on the type of cardio too, one of the... And I see this a lot with guys as well, but it seems to impact women worse, is you start to feel bulky when you're adding size.
Yeah.
And one thing that, especially if you're doing walking or something that's kind of a little bit functional, for lack of a better word.
Yeah.
You feel better.
Yeah.
Move a little bit better. You can still like touch your own back and do all that kind of stuff. So... I think that's a useful element as well.
Do you have any preferences with like type? Like, do you have any stances with like all of the types of the cardio? Like, would you use interval training? Do you do
just steady state?
steady state, moderate. Yeah,
it depends on the person.
Low intensity, high intensity.
For my strength athletes, they get programmed. I just write off feet cardio. Well, so it's like elliptical, bike.
Oh, off feet. Yeah.
Something like that. Like no Stairmaster. Nothing. I don't impactful. Want you going doing like 5K walks or runs all of a sudden or anything like that. It's just like your joints are fucking copping it. I want you to train your heart and your lungs.
Yeah.
Not.
Yeah.
The skill of doing the fucking hard thing, especially running, man. Mm. Like people underestimate how skill based running is.
Yeah.
It's actually really hard.
Yeah. And then
if you haven't done it for a long time.
Don't pick the right shoes, wrong surface.
Yeah. It fucks you up. Yeah. So, yeah, I think that. Yep. That's part of it. A lot of my girls at the moment, because there's like this Pilates revolution that's been coming for, Jess was talking about it a year ago. Seems like my clients have just kind of caught onto it.
So many revolutions. I can't keep up.
It's the fitness cycle.
It's living the bodybuilding
world. I think Pilates is what F45 was 5 to 8 years ago.
Right.
Like that's, it's the same.
Group Pilates?
That crowd is moving, that type of demographic is moving to that space.
Yeah, because they want something different now. Or they're hurt. Yeah. They're broken.
Yeah. Outside of like comp preps and stuff, I actually don't mind my lifters doing that.
Doing Pilates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's high heart rate enough that you could consider it a cardio session.
Mm-hmm.
Moving through different movement patterns is always advantageous. Like, yeah.
Would you say if someone's heart rate's excessively elevated during a session, though, they're just unfit?
In a Pilates setting? Depending on
the
setting,
demands of the workout, of course.
Yeah, in a Pilates setting, I think you could decide.
Yeah.
Because like you set the resistance, right?
If my heart rate's elevated during my weight session, like, that's not a badge of honor. Like, correct. I see that, I'm fucking unfit, that's, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, yeah. I was thinking while you were talking, like, what metric would I use? And I think resting heart rate is probably one that I would want to keep an eye on. And
yeah.
If you're gaining weight and your resting heart rate's climbing,
oh yeah,
that's what I'm probably like.
Well, not a problem, but something to look
do
at.
Do more cardio?
Absolutely. Yeah.
So my lifters more so focus on steady state, off feet, just to preserve as much recoverability as we can.
Yeah.
And then my more lifestyle clients can do whatever they want and we just make the program work around it.
I saw a very interesting overview that from like some research that if you're a weight trainer and like strength and power athlete or bodybuilder, if you do actual high intensity cardio, it affects how close to failure you actually train.
So you can train closer?
No, you'll train less.
Yeah, because it taxes you, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
So but it's like from a nervous system perspective.
Yeah.
So you actually just won't get there.
I would think that, yeah.
Yeah, it's, yeah.
And then even adding the psychological element of that. So one of the protocols that I used to drop the first 10 kilos coming back from Fat Ben was it was about a 40-minute workout. It was two minute on, 1 minute off on the air bike for 8 rounds, 3-minute break, and then do it again.
Yep.
And it's like not psychologically challenging at all. You're never like, oh, yeah. Fuck, my legs like are burning rhythmic? Or I'm tired or whatever. It's just like, put a podcast on, just do the fucking thing. Yeah. As soon as you start to get to the point where you're like, this is hard, it's like, oh, my rest is here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I like the idea of it just being like to a cadence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just used to look at the watts and just keep it the same the whole way through the session. So I think from a psychological fatigue standpoint as well, that's better. Because like I would need you to be in on the squat, not on the air.
Well, surely it's got to have some interference once the intensity goes up. So it makes more sense to go the other way because you're already kind of showing up in the gym.
Yeah.
So you don't want to show up like that.
Yeah. So I think nervous system is definitely going to be impacted from super high intensity. And I think psychological drive is going to be reduced if you're having to do high intensity cardio on top of your training.
Yeah. Love that. Okay. We better stop.
Put a bow on it.
Yeah. We answered 3 questions.
Good job. That's not bad for us.
Oh, I think we answered 4, actually, because we answered.
Good. It's 3 more than normal.
It's very true. Very true. Okay, guys. Perfect opportunity. Hit the sub button. Support the mission. Thank you. And we'll see you next time.